Welcome to Illinois Family Spotlight, a conversation about issues of the day from a biblical perspective, as well as highlights from interviews, conferences, and events. Here's Monty Larrick.
Thanks for making Illinois Family Spotlight part of your day. We're featuring a presentation by Annie Cyrus on Islam in America today. She made her comments during a Christian Emergency League town hall meeting hosted by New Hope Community Church in Palatine. At the age of 15, Ms. Cyrus escaped the Islamic regime in Iran. She eventually became a U.S. citizen and accepted Christ as her Savior. Ms. Cyrus is the founder of Live Up to Freedom, an organization dedicated to promoting and protecting freedom and shedding light on human rights abuses.
Today, as I stand here, I am a very, very blessed follower of Christ and a very, very proud American citizen. Amen. Thank you. And I should mention that I did not jump over borders. I went through proper channels, seeked asylum, got my I-94 visa, came to the country, and then became a citizen almost 8 years later, but it was worth the wait. Mm-hmm. I was asked to talk about truth about Islam. There is none, so I'm going to talk about the lies of Islam. John 14:6. That's all I'm going to say as far as the biblical view goes. We're all familiar with that. Because I don't have 25 days, unfortunately, I'm going to talk a little fast, and I'm not going to go over too many receipts of Quran. Anybody knows about who Jesus in the Quran or Islam is? Buckle up. Chapters 3, 4 of the Quran is where you can find the description, exclamation, and ranking of Jesus Christ in Arabic called Isa in Quran. For example, Jesus was not but a messenger like the ones who died before him. All believers, Muslims, do not commit excess in your religion and do not say the three. Those who have believed Allah as one of the three are, in fact, the disbelievers. Are we all clear what three stands for? Chapter 4. When Jesus was facing pushback from the non-believers, Jesus said, are you not going to believe in Allah and obey him? The disbelievers bowed down and said, we believe in Allah and we follow you, Jesus, and we are the Muslims. Jesus Christ was the messenger of Islam. One of my least favorite, I don't have a favorite code of Quran, but one of the ones that bothers me the most is the one where Jesus Christ was not killed nor crucified. He was hidden, and one like him was made and appeared to deceive all Muslims. These are probably verses you don't hear in any interfaith dialogue. I want to give him a break. Probably because most pastors in America, or any Western country, have never read the Quran. They didn't. They just listened to some imam who said, you believe in Jesus? We believe in Jesus. Okay, that's good enough for me. I'm going to send all of my congregation to your mosque, and you tell them about your Mahdi and Muhammad and Ali and the rest of them. Now, based on the few of the verses I told you, we establish those who believe in Trinity are disbelievers, right? Now, I'm going to go to the most famous, Quran 9, chapter 9, verse 5. A slayer, wherever you find them, who are them? Disbelievers. Our crime is the second biggest sin in Islam. What is number one sin? What I have committed. Walking away from Islam. Number two is those who claim to be believers while saying Allah is the Father. So instead of bothering you physically to raise your hand, if you agree with what I'm about to say, I would love to hear an amen. Jesus Christ is Lord of Lords.
Amen. Amen.
King of Kings.
Amen.
Son of God.
Amen.
Perfect. Jesus Christ is coming back.
Amen.
Jesus Christ is not coming back because he's dead. All right then. That is Islam for you. They have taken Jesus Christ. His coming back for some of them as Shia, as their 12th Imam. The last day will arrive as followed in Islam. The last day will arrive when Muslims fight the Jews, and Jews will hide behind the stones. And the stones will talk and say, oh, Muslim, there's a Jew behind me, come and kill it. And when Muslims kill all the Jews, that Jesus will come back. He will break the cross, look up to Muhammad and say, you are the leader. Lead us in prayer. Is this the Jesus you believe in?
No.
Okay, good. Because that's the Jesus they claim to believe in. And as I speak to you right now, a new Substack email that I wrote, and in that Substack I mentioned 18 cities in the United States of America 100% conquered by Islam.
Wow.
18 have been conquered. And then at the very end of the Substack, I have a list of 5 or 6 next in the line to be conquered. Number 2 or 3 next in the line is Chicago. Yes, ma'am? Chicago isn't being conquered because there aren't enough followers of Christ in Chicago. Chicago is not being conquered because we don't have enough patriots in Chicago. No, Chicago is being conquered just sort of like the rest of the 18 cities because, one, we are so focused on countering, thanks to socialist Democrats of this country, we're not paying attention to the Islam part of it. And that has been the plan, for the record. If you have ever asked yourself, why is it that since Obama until today, Democrats were so obviously our enemy? Because our lives were to be taken off the real enemy. We became so busy fighting, reversing, fixing the damage done by Democrats, we forgot that there is a red-green axis. Democrats are the red, where's the green? Well, today, I don't offend too many people. If I do, they'll apologize ahead of time. No, actually, it's my First Amendment, so I don't apologize for practicing your rights. As of right now, under Trump administration, we have tripled the number of active Sharia obeying Muslims involved with our local, state, and federal government. Two of them were handpicked by President Trump himself. One of them, he is one of the board members of the Faith Department of White House. And he was handpicked by President Trump to be the Muslim seat for the Faith Department in the White House. We have an active jihadi walking in his office every day to be part of the inner faith. We have an inner faith department in our White House. And on top of that, unfortunately, we also have a deep infiltration of Islam into our schools now. There are schools that are actively doing the hijab day every year. There are schools who are actually teaching about Muhammad at a school to kids. And I have a copy of that book of that school, and I have read the chapter about Muhammad, and here are the things that are missing in that chapter. Muhammad didn't have 11 wives. Who said that? He just had one wife. And his youngest wasn't 6 years old when he married her. And Muhammad didn't go to any war. Muhammad came with a completed version of Christianity, and that's how he furthered Islam. I don't know about Chicago schools. I don't know, I really don't. But are there schools, actual schools in Chicago, that are teaching classes about Jesus Christ? Yeah, I figured they're not.
Annie Cyrus on Islam in America Today during a Christian Emergency League town hall meeting hosted by New Hope Community Church in Palatine. More of her comments after this.
Information from matter? This is Ken Ham inviting you to visit the Creation Museum in Northern Kentucky. DNA is a complex language and information system built into the cells of every living thing. I once challenged a famous atheist to explain how matter could produce a language system with trillions of bits of information. You know, such a thing has never been observed. Information always comes from other information. And his answer? Well, here we are. That was his evidence. He wasn't starting with the evidence. The evidence we observe is that information can't arise by natural processes. He started with the belief that somehow this happened because, well, we're here. He had already excluded God, so all he was left with was his naturalistic belief.
Listen to this program again when you go to AnswersRadio.com. You can also learn more about DNA and the designer at AnswersRadio.com.
Join Riley Gaines and the Illinois Family Institute for the Faith, Family, and Freedom Banquet, 7 p.m. Friday, November 7th at Denolfo's in Homer Glen. To reserve seats for this very special evening, go to IllinoisFamily.org.
I do get called every name in the book, but what's scarier to me is not standing firm in the truth.
Riley Gaines, a 12-time All-American collegiate swimmer, praised by President Trump for her fight for fairness in women's sports. Like IFI, Riley is advancing truth.
It's actually compassionate to tell the truth. That's what love is.
An evening you don't want to miss. Riley Gaines and the Illinois Family Institute's Faith, Family, and Freedom Banquet, 7 p.m. Friday, November 7th at Denolfo's in Homer Glen. Act fast to reserve seats. Go to IllinoisFamily.org. IllinoisFamily.org. Thanks for joining Illinois Family Spotlight. We're featuring remarks from human rights activist Annie Cyrus on Islam in America Today. The founder of Live Up to Freedom spoke during a Christian Emergency League town hall meeting hosted by New Hope Community Church in Palatine.
How many of you know much about Muhammad? Okay, Muhammad was a prophet of Islam, but absolutely zero prophecy. Generally, he has no prophecy. Muhammad had 11 wives at the same time. His youngest was 6 years old, and he consummated the marriage when she turned 9. And by that fact, to this day, any Muslim girl becomes an adult woman at age 9. That becomes a child bride, because when you're an adult woman, you can become somebody's wife, based on Muhammad. Muhammad has spent 13 years in Mecca, and managed to get less than 100 followers. Less than 100. Then he migrated. You might be interested in part of migration of Muhammad. He migrated to Medina. He started revealing the verses of slay them wherever you find them, behead them wherever you find them, kill them wherever you find them. And in less than 4 years, he conquered Medina as all Muslim population. And then he said, here's a new thing. Allah said, conquer the world through migration. That is the foreigners we were warned about in the Bible. Because there's a word called hijrah. In Arabic, hijrah means migration. Infiltrate the countries through migration and then conquer them and turn them into Islamic countries like I did with Medina. And that's what's happening to us today. We have either documented, undocumented, known, unknown. Actually, one of the least reporting on the population of Muslims is in America. We don't know how many Muslims we have in America. Between migration, illegals, and converts, we have no exact number, even an estimate of how many Muslims are there in America. We don't know. They call themselves minority. But we don't know how many of them are out there. Now, so through hijrah, they're conquering America. Through politics, because that's the other type of jihad, when you conquer politics. And unfortunately, again, current administration has given them the most possible access and then offer lawsuits after lawsuits. Are you familiar with CARE? Council for American Islamic Relations. Another service that I put out very long, if you're not a big fan of reading, you probably don't want to read it, is over 6,000 words, but I did an expose on CARE. CARE has specifically done every single lawsuit of a Muslim versus Americans, and they have 98% win rate in our courts. And then we have the jihadists who come screaming Allahu Akbar and either blow themselves up or blow themselves up. Right now, we have seen the least of jihad attacks, right? You go back to September 11 until today, there's less of hijacking, blowing things up, shootings and all that. You know why? Because we've become comfortably numb. With the side of, hey, we might have a couple of Ilhan Omars and Rashida Tlaibs. Hey, we might even have Omar Fattah to become a mayor in Minneapolis. Mamdani, the Muslim socialist in New York, it's okay, but at least they're doing it the peaceful way. And that is how they're conquering us. And this isn't just about America. I hope I did my best to establish that America is the target because America is majority Christians. And we defend Jews. And we support the Holy Land. That's why we're the target. Now, the question is, generally, the question is, how many of you are willing to dive in and educate yourself in the horrors of Islam so you can know what you're dealing with? Because that's where the problem is. We don't have enough people who are willing to learn. This isn't about me. I went through what I went through. I asked so many times of why me, as I stand here for the last 10 years, God answered me because he had a plan for me. But there are so many me's out there. There are so many ex-Muslims who have been saved and are now speaking out through articles, videos, interviews, speaking engagements, social media. But we have the least interaction from Americans. We, the counter-terrorism, anti-Sharia movement, are feeling like we're not being heard. We're not, because they have used their biggest lie, and that is that we believe in Jesus, and you believe in Jesus, so we're good. You know, I'm not going to ask you to go follow me and learn from me, no. I mean, do that if you would like to, but I won't force you. I will ask you to start learning about the Jesus of Islam. I know it's a very terrifying talk. It was for me. And I had to, actually, mine was reversed. I came to know Jesus through Islam. And there are a few people in this room who can testify. I kept running from Jesus when he reached me. And I mean, our Jesus, my Lord and Savior, he was trying to get me and I'm running. I'm like, oh no, I know who you are. I thought I knew. But when I stopped running and when I got to know him, through the Bible, through friends, that's when I was like, oh no, I need to tell my fellow Christians that, okay, I know it's scary to know that there's a different version of Jesus out there, but if you don't get to know that version, you can't defend your Lord and Savior. They are mocking him. They are discrediting him. Every single day across America, they are stripping him of his powers. How can we go on with life, just 25 minutes of one ex-Muslim who's doing her best to sound smart when it comes to Bible, I wonder which other. How can we go on knowing that there are so many people out there who are doing all of this to create this imaginary new Jesus that's gonna lead everybody to Islam? I mean, if you can do it, more power to you, that's great. I keep praying for you, but I think you shouldn't. I think starting tomorrow, you need to get to know the fake Islamic Jesus, and then from there, you need to expose him. However you can. You have social media, you have gathering, you have, I don't know, bingo nights. It takes one person to tell the other person and the other person. Because if we don't fight back, and I don't mean literal fight. I mean, if needed, we shall do that. But today, there's no need. If we don't fight back using truth and exposing their lies, I don't have the Bible memorized, but I'm pretty sure by definition of Bible, we have failed to follow Jesus Christ. I understand he died for us, and I understand he died for our sins, but that doesn't mean we should forget about the table clip. Now, we're so anxious to run towards that very table every time. Why? Because maybe the guy we like and voted for is on site. Maybe our neighbor we've known for 20 years agrees with that nice Muslim neighbor, so we should go join them. Every time you walk into any store in Chicago, high rate of the stores that are selling halal, you're funding your own demise. Because doesn't matter if you buy the halal or you don't, that store is sending a portion of your pay as zakat into their halal provider. You know what a zakat is? Islamic tax or Islamic fundraising for jihad. So pay attention. When you walk into a store, ask them, do you sell halal? The moment they say yes, turn around, out. Don't buy from them. You want to take it a step further? Call your representatives. Call them and ask them, why are you allowing illegal collection of foreign tax inside America? Your own illegal taxation isn't enough? You have the right to make that call. And I mean literal call. And that's a thing. But imagine if you would spend 5 minutes every evening, every day, listening to a podcast, reading portions of Islamic laws, just 5 minutes a day. By end of this year, we would all be experts who could lead a counter-terrorism anti-Sharia movement. It's not that hard. I'm not saying take your eyes off of Democrats or liberals or socialists. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying let's split our responsibility. Can I have some of you guys join me on this side while we fight Islam? The rest of the room can continue fighting Democrats. I'm sorry, too many enemies to fight. We got to figure it out. Of course, I don't need to tell you. You all know better than me. The beautiful part of all of this is we know what happens at the end. So we fear not. But when we get to the end, if you're asked that, did you just sit there and wait for me to do it all, what will be the answer? Will it be the answer that, thank you, Jesus, for having a part for me to play in your plan? Or is it going to be like, oh, yeah, no, I was kind of just sitting there because I know what's going to happen at the end. That's the difference between taking action or not taking action. Because we can have all information, but if you're not using that knowledge, if you're not using that information to do the right thing for the right person, then again, unfortunately, we have failed to define our identity as followers of Christ. For you, thank you for being here. Stay hopeful, but stay active. On that note, may God bless you and may God bless America.
Annie Cyrus, the founder of Live Up to Freedom, during a Christian Emergency League town hall meeting hosted by New Hope Community Church in Palatine. Be sure to visit liveuptofreedom.com and christianemergencyleague.org. You can view this presentation on the Christian Emergency League and Illinois Family Institute YouTube channels. Join Christian conservative activist Riley Gaines and the Illinois Family Institute for the Faith, Family, and Freedom Banquet, Friday night, November 7th, at Denolfo's in Homer Glen. If you'd like to attend, click events at illinoisfamily.org or call 708-781-9328. Please support the ministry of the Illinois Family Institute. All donations are tax deductible. Click donate at illinoisfamily.org or call 708-781-9328. Your support is very much appreciated. Tell your family and friends about Illinois Family Spotlight. Until next time, stay healthy, stay active, and God bless.
For more information about Illinois Family Spotlight, visit ifiaction.org. And to email questions and comments, do so at feedback@ifiaction.org.